Thank you, Dominic. And everyone at Chatterbox wishes you and your team all the very best for the year ahead. Track 2. BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt says, push off 2020 and push on to 2021.
Oh, 2021, how we need you. There may be some readers who feel 2020 has been beneficial to them in one way or another, more time at home, new business opportunities. But I would wager for most of us, it's been a year that we will be glad to see the back of. New year, new me is the optimistic refrain we often hear in January. In my case, the new me ushered in during the past year suffered at different points from anxiety and high blood pressure due to stress, not a positive personal development. Still, we have all soldiered on learning lessons about ourselves and also learning who we can really rely on when the chips are down. I always knew I was blessed with an amazing family and some really A-star friends, and that has been proved in spades during the pandemic. I'm also so proud of my loved ones, my stoical husband, who always puts everyone else before himself, my teenage daughter coping brilliantly with homeschooling and now facing the worry of GCSEs in the summer, my son, who lost so much that he loved in one fell swoop during lockdown, school, playing with friends, football, but has bounced back with such enthusiasm as only the young can do. Then there's my dad, who started his 84th year isolated from his family, but makes sure he stays positive by filling his days with drives to look at the sea, box sets and good books. And my lovely mum, who, true to form, has never once complained, despite not seeing any of us for months in her care home, and is still not able to be hugged by us. Yet I know, as I've spoken to so many people for Look East, that we have been the lucky ones. Others have endured far worse over the past 9 months. My heart goes out to all of you reading this for whatever personal struggles you have faced. It might not be New Year, New Me this time around, but let's hope for 2021, it's New Year, New Hope. My daughter is having to think ahead to September and choose what A-levels she wants to do. It's prompted quite a bit of discussion around the kitchen table. She treats my own choices, made in the 1980s, biology, chemistry and maths, with a mixture of pity and derision. As a creative type, this combo is not appealing to her. To be honest, if I had my time again, it would not appeal to me either, but at that point I was planning to become a doctor. I only got bitten by the journalism bug at university. Sitting in Lola's virtual parents' evening, hearing about the curriculum for all the different subjects on offer, I had to fight a pang of envy. While I wouldn't want to be a teenage girl again, and certainly not with the pressure facing them nowadays, I would love to have those choices and opportunities ahead of me. The trouble is, when you're going through the school system in a first world country, you often don't realise just how much learning is a privilege. How wonderful it is to be able to choose to study subjects like theatre studies, politics or art history, to have the time to delve into them and stretch your mind. When the history teacher described the option of a project on witchcraft, its origins, not how to be one, Lola and I looked at each other with the same thought. Wow, how interesting! The difference is, she'll be able to do it, and I will just watch proudly from the sidelines. I know 2021 holds a quantum of fear and uncertainty for all the students facing key exams, but it also marks an important move to the next stage of their lives. I hope they can be helped to put the trials and tribulations of recent months behind them and focus on the real adventures that lie ahead. They are our future leaders, teachers, medics, social workers, artists, business people, and I, for one, can't wait to see what they do.